Hachette Audio presents My Little Pony, Beyond Equestria. Pinkie Pie Steps Up. Written by G.M. Barrow. Read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. The crystaller building sparkled in the midday sunshine as if the rows of skyscrapers flanking it were spires in a glittering royal crown. As the Manhattan skyline rushed past the window, Pinkie Pie felt a fizzy, bubbly rush of excitement inside of her. Even though she'd visited many times before, she'd always found the big city impressive. There were so many fascinating things to discover within its confines. Manhattan was like a gigantic, shiny treasure trove filled with tasty treats, awe-inspiring sights, and interesting ponies to befriend. The city was always buzzing with a non-stop flurry of motion, like a big party that every pony was invited to. It was no wonder Pinkie Pie liked visiting so much.
"We're almost to the station,"
Pinkie Pie squealed, loud enough for the other ponies in the train car to join in on her delight. A few of them gave a courteous nod to acknowledge that they'd heard her. The rest of the passengers remained serious. They were too busy reading their copies of the Canterlot Gazette or dozing off.
"Don't take it personally if they ignore you, dear," whispered an old unicorn mare in a floppy green hat.
She sat in the seat across from Pinkie Pie, using her magic to carefully knit another floppy green hat.
"Oh, I don't,"
Pinkie Pie chirped in response.
"They're just commuters,"
the old mare nodded as she set down her knitting and began to search through her knitted, oversized bag. She adjusted her glasses and looked up at Pinkie.
"Do you work in the city?"
The pink pony shook her curly fuchsia mane.
"No, ma'am."
Pinkie Pie pulled an orange envelope out of her saddlebag and held it up. Bits of rainbow-colored confetti fell out onto the train seat.
"But I am meeting a friend who wants to hire me for a job!"
"How lovely!"
The old mare popped a candy into her mouth and held out her hoof to Pinkie Pie.
"Butterscotch?"
"Nope, his name is Cheese Sandwich,"
Pinkie giggled.
"He's my party-planning pal! I can't wait to see him again and see what party he's planning to plan!"
The scenery outside disappeared as the train chugged into the darkened tunnel of Mainway Station. Pinkie sprang to her hooves and trotted to the doors. As the bell whistled and the doors opened, Pinkie gave one last wave to her friendly seatmate.
"Goodbye, train, and hello, Manhattan!"
"Have fun, dear,"
replied the old mare with a nod and a chuckle.
"Oh, don't worry. I always do,"
Pinkie called over her shoulder and burst out into the bustling station with a huge smile on her face. The impending excitement of seeing her old friend again filled Pinkie with energy. She bounded across the marble floors even quicker than usual, whistling a happy tune and darting with ease through the crowds of tourist ponies, locals, and serious commuters. 20 blocks later, Pinkie Pie finally caught sight of her destination, Hay's Pizza. It was the home of the best slice in town and the location of her very special meeting. Pinkie's tummy grumbled when the delicious smells of pizza hit her muzzle. A bell jangled from the doorknob as Pinkie Pie pushed her way into the restaurant. Hay's Pizza was packed with the lunchtime crowd, customers busy chomping down on cheesy slices and chatting about important city pony topics. Pinkie instantly felt pretty cool. This time, she was one of them, here on top secret party business. Pinkie scanned the tables. She recognized two ponies from back in Ponyville, Lyra and Bon Bon, sharing a pizza at a table in the corner. They turned to look at her, but then quickly went back to their lunch. There was no sign of Cheese Sandwich, so Pinkie Pie trotted over to the counter to double-check. Maybe he was seated in the back.
"Excuse me, mister," Pinkie chirped. "Have you seen Cheese?"
The gruff stallion behind the counter turned to the pink pony with a raised brow.
"What do you want, kid?"
he asked as he wiped his flour-dusted hooves on his apron, which was already covered in grease and tomato stains.
"I was just wondering if you had any tables reserved under cheese or pie, or perhaps cheese pie."
"Two slices of cheese pie coming right up!"
The stallion grunted, slapped two enormous pieces of pizza on a plate, and slid it over to Pinky.
"That'll be two bits!"
Pinky chuckled at the mistake and tossed him the coins. She took her accidental pizza and sat down near the front window to wait. Pinky hoped she'd gotten the day right.
"Geronimo!"
A huge blast of confetti shaped like mushrooms, olives, and other pizza toppings erupted from the open front door. The confetti rained down on the confused customers as none other than Cheese Sandwich himself burst through the cloud of colors.
"Cheese!"
cheered Pinkie Pie as she sprang up to give him a hug.
"Pinkie Pie!"
he shouted back, and the two ponies took a seat. He looked exactly the same as last time Pinkie Pie had seen him, tall and gangly with a curly brown mane and a gigantic toothy grin on his face. The only difference was that today his shirt was patterned with hundreds of tiny pineapples instead of his usual yellow one. He clearly agreed that pineapple and pizza went well together.
"Okay, let's not skip around the shrubbery."
Cheese Sandwich put his hooves on the table.
"I need you to help me plan the wackiest, wildest, wow-wow-wowiest party that Manhattan's ever seen."
He looked around to make sure no pony was listening, then leaned across the table and whispered,
"For the biggest stars in all Equestria."
Pinkie Pie gasped.
"You don't mean..."
"That's right,"
Cheese laughed and nodded his head.
"You and I are going to throw the Pony Pop Stravaganza!"
Pinkie Pie's eyes grew wide. She couldn't believe it. Pinkie Pie had been hearing about the event for years from Rarity, who read about it in her magazines. The Pony Pop Stravaganza was supposedly the party to rival all parties, a big blowout to celebrate the very special nominees of the Glammy Awards.
"Woohoo!"
Pinkie Pie cheered.
"That's the best party ever!"
She sprang up and did an excited twirl, much to the chagrin of their table neighbors.
"We have so much to do!"
she squealed. Pinkie Pie paced across the restaurant as she began to brainstorm.
"We'll need balloons, tons of them. Balloon it up! We'll need confetti in every color of the rainbow, even colors that haven't been invented yet! Party hats! All the party hats! I have to go back to Ponyville and..."
Pinky,
Cheese Sandwich gave a nervous smile and looked at the floor.
"I don't think there's time for that."
"Who doesn't have time for party hats?"
"No pony I want to know," Cheese Sandwich laughed. "But what I was trying to say was, the party is tomorrow."
"Tomorrow? Then we better eat these cheesy slices fast, Cheese."
Pinky plopped back down on her chair, eyes wild. Before she could take a bite, Cheese reached across the table and picked up a slice. Then he turned it over and slapped it on top of the other one. He smiled proudly.
"Now you've got a cheese sandwich to go."
"Perfect, because it's go time!"
Pinkie Pie took a massive bite.
"Come on, Cheese!"
Pinkie shouted as she made for the door, pizza sandwich in hoof. This had to be the coolest party they had ever planned, because if the Pony Pop Stravaganza wasn't the most spectacular soiree, Pinkie Pie and Cheese Sandwich might as well forget about planning another party in Manhattan ever again.